day, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. The British Army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look, having read the
told me they wanted an orchestral climax to fill these empty bars, a giant orgasm of sound rising from nothing at all to the most incredible noise. And this is what we came up with. With that, we joined up the two parts of the song.
The moment I remember best outside of, say, him bringing the song, it was obviously a gorgeous song when he brought it. And I say, I was a big fan of John's. You've got to remember that, you know. It wouldn't just be, oh, yes, professional person will write this. It'd be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get my hands on this. And I'd learn the chords off him and we'd develop it. But the moment I remember was when we got to a little bit that he didn't have, where we sort of said, I'd love to turn you on. And we like looked at each other and think like, we know what we're doing here, don't we? We're actually saying for the first time ever, like words like turn you on, you know, and which was in the culture anyway, but no one had actually said it on record yet. And there was a little sort of look of recognition between us, like, do it, get it down.